Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on,
if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
good evening. Is your God awesome? My God is awesome. I hope that he's awesome to you as well. Well, here goes another Tuesday night, and I hope that you all are doing okay out there. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Tonight, we will talk about the Holy Spirit. Don't put out the Spirit fire. Don't put out the Spirit's fire. Quench not the Spirit. That's coming from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse. But before we begin talking about not to quench the Spirit, how has your week been? Have you experienced something are some things that's been troubling you? Decision that you needed to make, have not made them. Just anything that you did not accomplish this past week. And ask yourself, why haven't you accomplished those things? Well, I'm asking you tonight to let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and ask him, how can you accomplish this week? How can your week begin in a better way that you went through last week? Well, I know the Holy Spirit can do it, and because he's done it for me. I know there are things that I didn't accomplish that I wanted to accomplish last week, but I am determined to ask the Holy Spirit to allow me to do it this week. So let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Don't put out the Spirit's fire. Quench not the Spirit. Have you ever sensed the Holy Spirit leading you to do something, but because of fear, you were afraid to do it, even though you were sure it was God's Spirit who was speaking to you? Did you grit your teeth, dig your heels, and decide that you would not do what he was if the answer is yes, it's time for you to stop doing that. The Holy Spirit is trying to use you to help someone or accomplish something, some fear according to his plan and purpose. Don't let the devil or the spirit of fear talk you out of experience the joy of being used by the Holy Spirit. This is exactly why Paul admonished us, quench not the spirit, 1 Thessalonians, that's 5th chapter, the 19th verse. The word quench means extinguish, smother, suppress, put out, sniff out. It's most often mean to extinguish a fire by putting it out with water. In some cases, it means to evacuate or to dry up. There's no doubt about what Paul is trying to tell us. If we ignore the Holy Spirit voice long enough and often enough, eventually we will become spiritually hardened and will no longer be able to hear him when he's trying to speak to us. He does try to speak to us. Some of us don't want to listen because we fear what he's asking us to do, telling us to do, but we ignore it. It is like his voice evaporates and dries up. You need to know that your own action, fears, or insecurity, and disobedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit can stop the plan of God for your life. The Holy Spirit is willing and ready to give you a divine assignment, but you hinder his wonderful plan by ignoring and denying his right to use you time and time again. Think about some things that you have not done. You felt that the Holy Spirit was talking to you about. Could be just today or last week. Well, the Holy Spirit wants you to stop right now and make a change. An example, if you ever seen a campfire, you know that its flame can burn very bright and hot. But what happens if someone keeps throwing water on the coals? Initially, it will only dampen the heat of the flame. But if the person continues to throw water on the flames, eventually that water will quench, smother, I put out the fire altogether. Has the Holy Spirit been speaking to your heart, directing you to do something that you have not done? Have you obeyed him and disobeyed him? And then don't do what he prompted you to do. Or you turn a deaf ear to his voice. Let me encourage you in these things. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit's leading. Don't disregard his voice. Don't close your ears when he is speaking to you. Don't pass up an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to use you. Don't avoid moments when God wants to pour his power through you. Don't throw water on the flame until you quench the spirit. Instead of continually shutting your ears to the Holy Spirit voice, begin to put out the flame of the spirit in your heart. It's time for you to say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do what you say. I'll go where you want me to go. I will obey you. And just tell me what to do. When you adopt this attitude, you start putting fuel back on the fire again. Every time you say, "Oh Lord," and follow through with obedience, you stroke the coals and cause the Holy Spirit fire to burn more brightly in your life. You know, when you're making up fire in your fireplace, you put the wood is there, and then you get the match and you start lighting it, but sometimes it's taking its own little time to get started, and you get that poke, that the fire, what do you call it? I'm trying to think what it's called. But anyway, you get at the iron stick that you stick into the under the wood, and you're just poking it and just trying to get that flame to burn. That's the same example that God is doing. But if we don't even try to do anything to that fire, sometimes the fire will just go dim and you never stop burning the flame like you want it to. Sometimes we avoid the Holy Spirit because we have that fear and doing what He wants us to do. Sometimes we also don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we're not sure if He's really talking to us or really who's talking to us. So that has a lot to do with it as well, because sometimes we're not sure, is it really the Holy Spirit that's talking to me? I don't know if I want to do this because I'm not sure if that's what I'm really supposed to be doing. You question yourself. But as long as you continue to pray and ask God to reveal Himself to you and give you a sign that it's really Him that's speaking to you, then He will let it be very clear to you. He's done that to me on many occasions. Just like Sheila and I put together, formed this widow's ministry, it wasn't something that was said to us in one, just once. I'm sure we had to hear Him say this over and over again just to realize that this is really the Holy Spirit and this is what He really wants us to do. But what He did was He knew what He had us to do. The first thing He did was, when our children was much younger, my daughter was in, Sheila and my daughter was in first grade. Now, they are 26 years old now, so this, you know how long ago this was. This was His plan. We didn't know what His plan was. What He first did, He got the kids to be friends first. He said, "I'm going to set this up real good. I'm going to get the girls to become good friends. And once the girls become good friends, then maybe the mom will stop talking and they'll become good friends." And that's exactly what happened. And as they got older and older, we became closer and closer. But during that time, He put some thoughts in my mind and thoughts in Sheila's mind. And we didn't know that we were thinking, He was putting the same thoughts in each other's mind, until one day we sat down and started talking about what we felt that God wanted us to do. Well, I went through some things, you know. I lost my husband, just like you all did. But at first, I didn't know that this is where the journey was going to lead me. But as Sheila and I started talking, we started saying the same thing. That's the Holy Spirit. He was setting this up long time ago when the kids were in first grade. So that means if they were in first grade, they was like six years old. And now they're 26 years old.
You see how long this has been? So that's what the Holy Spirit does. He doesn't always just talk to you alone sometimes. He plants the plan together so you can see where he's going with this. To confirm what he wanted me to do, he put Sheila in my life. And Sheila probably needed someone else to encourage her to do what she's supposed to do. And she wanted to know what I am going to be involved in a widow ministry. I'm married. I don't need no widow ministry. But when he put her with me, we talked about it, and she understood that she can get this, she can still do this because she got me. As long as she worked with me and put together this ministry, it'll all work out. So it was a long process. It wasn't overnight. But one thing that was very important that happened in the midst of this journey that Sheila and I took, guess what it was? We were obedient. We heard him. We meditated. We prayed and asked him to bring clarity to all of this. And one day, he did. He brought us together in a conversation and made it very clear what we needed to do to form this widow ministry. So this is telling you, I'm telling you this story is because there's something maybe that you have not done, maybe you're doing. I don't know. Maybe you have done. You've been obedient and you're doing what God wants you to do. But if you have not done so, just like it said, let me go back to that passage where it indicates that if you close to, let me find that real quickly, how you can, let me see here, it says, the Holy Spirit's enough voice, okay. I think that there is no doubt about what Paul was trying to tell you. If you ignore the Holy Spirit voice long enough and often enough, eventually we will become spiritually hardened and will no longer be able to hear him. Not just hear him just what he's trying to tell you, but you won't be able to hear him on some other things that he's trying to tell you as well, or you want to hear from him. So there is, when God wants you to do something, eventually he's going to get you to do it. If you don't do it, you're going to go through some stuff. I'm serious, and you should know it. Read the Bible. The different people in the Bible, the things that they didn't do what they supposed to do, what happened to them? So I am saying to you, don't put out the Spirit's fire. Don't quench the Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Whatever he's trying to tell you, do it. The primary reason why we don't obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit is that we are afraid of what we may or may not happen if we step out in faith to do what he asks us to do. But we need to learn to trust the Holy Spirit. She and I did trust the Holy Spirit. And we talked about what he wanted us to do, we sat down and we started planning things. But guess what? We didn't have to do a whole lot of planning because God just kept talking to us, just putting stuff in order. And little by little, each and every year, he gave us the different, he gave us resources, by the way. Gave us resources. He gave us a few churches to support us. He just put things in order.
And he will continue to put things in order because you're being, when you're being obedient. So it's very important to listen to the Holy Spirit. Determine in your heart today to obey whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do. As you stay true to that decision, you'll see God do marvelous things in your life and through whatever ministry that he gets you involved in. He will use you to help others, set others free from whatever they may be going through. All because you determined to do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Now, I have some questions for you. Can you think of a time when the Spirit of God prompted you to do something, but you dug your heels and refused to do it? How did you feel afterwards knowing that you had resisted the voice of the Holy Spirit? That's God. You're disobeying God. Disobeying God. How will you respond the next time the Holy Spirit tells you what to do? Are you going to be obedient? Well, instead of continuing shutting your ears to the Holy Spirit voice and stopping the flames of the Holy Spirit in your heart, it's time for you to say, "Oh, Lord, I'll do what you say. I'll go where you want me to go. Just send me. I'll be obedient to what you tell me to do." Have you experienced that recently? Something is nudging at you. This, you know that. Even pick up the telephone. You know one thing? As simple as this. You don't have to start a ministry. That's not what God is saying right here. Just picking up a telephone, calling a family member, calling a friend, a coworker, anyone. Maybe they just need a friendly voice to talk. Also, a family member just need a hug or someone to tell them, "I love you." Simple as that. The Holy Spirit can tell you to do that. Simple things. There's so many things that the Holy Spirit will have you to do. Sometimes when I think of people, I try to call them as soon as I think of them. And when I do, it's the Holy Spirit telling me to call that person. And when I do, I get this, thanks so much for calling me. You really made my day. Little things, even getting a card, sending it to someone, making them feel better about whatever the situation may be. Just doing that. It is so important that you do that. So listen to the Holy Spirit this week and try to remember and also not be afraid. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And this week, maybe next week, you come on the air with me and talk to me about what the Holy Spirit had you to do this week, this coming up week. And talk on the air. Give a testimony. Because I know many of you do have testimonies regarding how the Holy Spirit speaks to us each and every day. So let's try that this week. And what we're going to do, we're going to end with a prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and help us to be more obedient in doing his will. Lord, help us to quickly obey when the Spirit of God prompts us to do something. the last thing we want to do is to throw water on the flames of the Spirit in our hearts. Forgive us for suffocating the life of the Holy Spirit in us by refusing to do what you tell us to do. From this point onward, especially this week, I ask you to make us, to help us to make quick choices and being obedient to you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us the strength to do this. So today, we're asking you to fill our hearts, renew us with new brand courage to step out in faith, to quickly obey you, and to lead the results with you, because we know that everything that we do in your name, we just thank you, Lord. We just bless you and give you honor, grace, and mercy. We just ask you to lead us, Lord Jesus, in the right way, to be obedient in your holy name. Well, that's the end of our show tonight, and I hope that you will have a blessed week and try the Holy Spirit. Be obedient to him. And just like it says in the message I read, he will do marvelous things in your life. Be blessed and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's a great.